أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله عالم غيب السماوات والأرض إنه عليم بذات الصدور. In the previous ayats, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala discussed His Qudrat, His Tawheed, Akhirat, etc. In this ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala discusses His knowledge, that He has knowledge of everything, and His Hilm, that is His tolerance. In the beginning is the knowledge of Allah, and at the end is the Hilm, the tolerance of Allah ta'ala. Hilm, Allah ta'ala, is Al-Halim. Al-Halim, الذي لا يعذب مع قدرته. One meaning of Halim, that Allah does not punish, though He can punish. Another is, الذي لا يستعجل بالعقوبة. That Allah is that tolerant being who does not hurry in punishing. He gives a person ample time to make tawbah, to correct himself. Like a glass, you fill it, the water does not spill over. But when the whole glass is full, then it spills over. If a person does not make tawbah, lessen the water, and he keeps on committing guna, and the water spills over, that is when Allah Ta'ala takes a person to task. And the third meaning, الَّذِي لَا يُعَذِّبُ فَوْقَ مَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ. That Allah Ta'ala does not punish a person more, though Allah can punish him more. How much Allah has punished him? Allah can punish him even more than that. But Allah is Halim. He does not punish more than that. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَالِمُ غَيْبِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah تحقیق جاننے والا ہے آسمانوں کا اور زمین کا. Allah alone is the knower of everything in the heavens and the earth. Whatever there is in the skies, whatever there is in the earth, the mountains, the seas, the depths of the seas, the mountains, caves, jungles, everything, every leaf, every drop of water, Allah has full knowledge of it, and all the time. Allah does not have to open files, Allah does not have to press buttons to get this knowledge, to check up this file, what's happening here. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah all the time. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. اس کو خوب معلوم ہے جو بات ہے دلوں میں. And not only that, whatever is in the hearts, Allah تبارک و تعالی is fully aware of that also. What's in the heavens and the earth, the jungles and the mountains, the seas and the depths of the seas, and in the crevices of the hearts of people, whatever a person thinks, whatever there is, Allah تعالی knows all that. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. وَهِي هَي جِسْنِ كِيَا تُمْكُ قَائِم مَقَام زَمِين مَي. It is only Allah who has made you His visitor and His deputy on this earth. In order to fulfill the commandments of Allah and to enforce the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But sadly, how many people forget enforcing the commands of Allah, which is the work of the deputy, they themselves do not maintain the laws of Allah. So Allah says, فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُهُ. پھر جو کوئی ناشکری کرے تو اس پر پڑے. A person who disobeys Allah, who is unthankful, he himself suffers the consequences. It does not harm Allah Ta'ala at all. If the whole world, every person disbelieves in Allah, it does not bring the grandeur, the stature, the honor of Allah down in the least. But and if the whole world worships Allah, it does not increase Allah Ta'ala's honor in any way. Allah is as great as He is on His own. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا مَقْتَى. اس کی ناشکری اور منکروں کو نہ بڑھے گا ان کے انکار سے ان کے رب کے آگے مگر بیزاری. And this non-believers, their disbelief does not increase them anything by Allah Ta'ala, but more distance from Allah. How much they disbelieve, how much a person does not see to maintain the law of Allah, he himself gets distance from Allah, from the favors of Allah, the kindness, the mercy of Allah. So much a person all the time gets distance from there and is deprived of the favors of Allah. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. اور منکروں کو نہ بڑھے گا ان کے انکار سے مگر نقصان. And this disbelief and the disobedience of Allah, it does not increase the kuffar in anything but in harm. They are being harmed all the time. They are suffering losses in this world also. And the greatest loss they will suffer will be in the year after. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ شُرَكَاؤُكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ تو کہ بھلا دیکھو تو اپنے شریک کو جن کو پکارتے ہو اللہ کے سوا. Allah Ta'ala says and addresses the non-believers, ponder for a while, meditate, think, these idols of yours which you are calling besides Allah, whether they were the idols of the idols which are carved out and made, whether they are idols of our nafs and we think we can do and we are doing, or the idols of modern technology, that modern technology does everything, what and what doesn't it do? And a person thinks these things do everything and we don't need Allah, na'uzu billah. Allah addresses them and makes the point clear that they are totally useless, they are no gods, they have no power within them. Aruni mada khalaqu min al-ard am lahum shirkun fi as-samawat, dikhao to mujhko kya banaya unhone zameen mein ya kuch unka saaja hai aasmanon mein.